Superbrain is a labour of love. Alas, no podcast can survive on love alone. We don't have a sponsor, so we need your support for Superbrain to stay alive and kicking. You can make a one-off donation by following the Support This Show link in the show or episode description.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
My name is Sabina Brennan, and you are listening to Superbrain, the podcast for everyone with a brain. In Monday's episode, I spoke at length with Melissa Hogenboom, author of The Motherhood Complex, about identity and the challenges of mothering in modern society. Challenges that mostly only exist as a consequence of unreasonable societal expectation and cultural constructions of motherhood. While I wholeheartedly believe that these expectations and constructions need to be challenged and changed in the name of equity, in this Superbrain booster shot, I want to throw a positive light on how the challenges we face as mothers, and indeed as women, can actually benefit us by making us more resilient. And no, that is not an excuse to persist with practices that are unjust, unfair, and detrimental to the health and well-being of mothers and their offspring. But it is a silver lining of sorts. And I'm a firm believer that looking for silver linings is a great way to survive and thrive in life. Women bore the brunt of many of the stresses that the pandemic presented, juggling homeschooling, childcare and working from home, as well as job losses. The sudden shutdown was incredibly stressful in and of itself because it took certainty and regular routine, critical to everyday human functioning, away from us. But the brain is built for challenge and has an amazing inherent capacity for change. It's hugely demanding and exhausting during the initial transition period, but we ultimately adapt and fall into new routines that give us the comfort of certainty in our day-to-day lives, which is particularly important when the wider world of the pandemic is filled with so much uncertainty. Today, many of us are facing into a new period of uncertainty as we return to work. And while this return to pre-pandemic normality is something that everyone has worked towards, it represents a new period of uncertainty, upheaval and challenge. Ironically, returning to our old lives and face-to-face interactions now feels unnatural, and for many brings with it feelings of anxiety and trepidation about the transition. Interestingly, women may actually be primed to make it through this period stronger than before because of the way transition shapes their identity. In Monday's episode, Melissa and I spoke about the identity issues that we face as we transition from our singular self through pregnancy to motherhood. The lack of control that we experience during this transition gives us valuable experience to fall back on and draw from when dealing with other unfamiliar circumstances and transitions in life. It's no surprise that research shows that compared to men, women experience more change when they become parents, especially to their concept of self, and are more likely to draw on this experience of change to adjust how they respond in various aspects of their life, including their jobs. Initially, Melissa was afraid that this new identity of motherhood would consume her as she struggled to hold on to her identity as a successful award-winning BBC science journalist. It was such an extraordinary experience that she decided to see whether there was any research to back up what she was feeling. And through this research and the process of writing her book, she became empowered and embraced the multiple facets of her identity. It is this very act of embracing these multiple facets that build resilience in women. The duality of being a mother and a worker was never more obvious than during this pandemic. Being able to effectively manage our self-perception through periods of change, whether that is a sudden shutdown or a return to normal working, is really important. Research that looks at workplace stress and organisational change shows that employees are more likely to respond to change with feelings of stress when the organisational changes lead to a change in the employee's own self-identity. So think things like change of a job title or change of duties, that kind of thing. In addition to prolonged stress, the pandemic offered an opportunity for self-reflection, and this, together with enforced changes in the way we had to work during lockdown, has meant that many individuals have forged new identities. Employers and employees need to consider the impact that this may have when we return to office life. As I've already said, the duality of mother and worker was brought into sharp focus during lockdown. An expectation to revert back to old roles as we return to work outside the home will in all likelihood be stressful, as individuals are forced to reconfigure their identity once more. Of course, another alternative is to reconfigure how we work so that we can have multiple facets to our identity and a blending of our identity. So I'm thinking hybrid ways of working. And of course, there is also an opportunity where appropriate for people to continue working from home. According to research, we are able to maintain a stronger sense of self during periods of stress when one facet of our being is threatened if we define ourselves through multiple identities. For example, in Melissa's case, a journalist, a mother, a runner. Humans crave certainty, and being able to cycle through identities when one aspect is challenged helps us to maintain solid ground and some certainty during times of stress and wider uncertainty. As the world reopens and there is a mass return to work outside the home, research suggests that for women, the multiple identities that they created during lockdown and in their wider life circumstances offer them a unique advantage and an opportunity to thrive rather than simply survive this major transition back to normal life. My name is Sabina Brennan, and you have been listening to Superbrain, the podcast for everyone with a brain. My aim for Boosters is to share insights from neuroscience, psychology, and from my own life that might help you to better understand why we do the things we do, how we can reach our true potential and move from just surviving to thriving in life. If there's anything in particular you'd like me to cover in an upcoming booster shot, please do let me know. You'll find me on Instagram at Sabina Brennan and Twitter at Sabina_Brennan. You can, of course, also email me at info@superbrain.ie. For the price of a coffee, you can listen to Superbrain ad-free over on patreon.com/superbrain. I couldn't do this show without my brilliant editor, Emily Burke, and there'd be no point in doing the show at all without you, my wonderful listeners. So thank you for tuning in today. Tune in on Monday for another fascinating interview with an inspiring guest, and on Thursday for another booster shot from me. My name is Sabina Brennan. You have been listening to Superbrain, the podcast for everyone with a brain.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.